Russia flexing its military muscle just 50 kilometers from the Belarusian border with Ukraine. For weeks, troops have been arriving, even from Russia's far east, 10,000 kilometers away. It is clear that this is far bigger than previous military exercises. While Russian officials have not disclosed the number of soldiers involved, NATO speaks of 30,000.
If you consider that an invasion of a large territory like Ukraine is in Putin's interest, to have the chance to attack from the south, from marine and Crimea forces, from the east, from Russian soil, and from the north, in a joint action of Russia and its ally Belarus. So, militarily speaking, it couldn't be any better.
Footage released by Russian Ministry of Defense showed tanks and missile launchers being used in the drills and military jets in the air. From the Belarusian border with Ukraine, it is less than a two-hour drive to the capital, Kyiv.
Western leaders worry if this is a serious drill or a ploy for a real attack. For the next 10 days, the world's eyes will be on the largest Russian contingent on Belarusian soil in decades, a possible second front for Vladimir Putin, who makes use of the isolated and international weak position of his protege, Alexander Lukashenko.
Lukashenko came under sanctions from the West after he was accused of election fraud and a violent crackdown on the opposition. While the Belarusian leader has always stressed the independence of Belarus and refrained from condoning Putin's military actions in Crimea and eastern Ukraine, he has now turned to the Russian leader for help.
Military forces have always left Belarus after the end of an exercise. Right now there are more participants and the rhetoric is aggressive. I think Lukashenko's attitude is caused by his annoyance with the West and the fact it doesn't recognize him as a legitimate leader.
He believes Russian troops will eventually leave after the drills finish on February 20. Until then, speculation about the real purpose of this show of force will likely continue. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Minsk.